Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris, and tonight I'm joined by my best friend D on what is the final podcast in our lovely studio. The studio that you have become accustomed to seeing us in week in, week out for the last 57 weeks.
Yep.
Is now
dead.
Dead. Dying.
Gone.
It's disappearing.
It's like that scene from Back to the Future. It's just sort of fading away.
Oh, that'd be so cool if we could do that.
Wouldn't it?
If we had the ability to.
We don't have the technology yet.
We probably do. We just.
No, we just have to. We just don't care.
We don't care enough.
Couldn't be bothered to do that.
This is the last podcast that will take place in our lovely studio as we. Well, we have begun to move out.
We're vacating the premises.
Vacating, yeah. We've been demoted.
Yeah.
Or promoted.
I'm not sure how it works.
We don't know.
We've been demonetized. Or. Pro-monetized.
Yeah. Like, is it flammable or inflammable if it goes in fire? You know? I don't know.
It's flame retardant.
Is it?
We've went flame retardant on the podcast. The
So this is episode 57, and when you see this, we will be somewhere
in
Bermuda on a white sandy beach. No, we won't. We'll be just taking a little bit of a break until the start of September. Give us time to... Well, we have been on a break the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. A preemptive break. A break before the break.
Yep. Where we get all the things done, the changes that we need to make so that our podcast comes back maturer than ever.
Mature.
Yeah.
God only knows what it'll look like when it does come back.
Yep.
This will be gone.
We've got to get a nice catchy name for it as well, you know, because we're going to make a big push, I think, to make sure that the podcast is a lot more user friendly for a start.
Yeah.
It can be found a lot more accessible.
You can actually listen to it.
Yeah, you can actually find it and listen to it.
It's gonna be the first.
So you know it's the podcast that we're gonna be pushing big time.
Yeah,
I think when we come back, you
know? We're gonna be a bit more formal as well. We're not gonna be like laid back like we are now.
Oh God, no.
We're gonna be sitting at
tables. This setup was great when it first came in, because we used to sit around the table and we used to complain week in, week out. God, I wish that this was so much more less formal, that we could just lay back, chill out. And we did like another like 30 weeks of like laying back, chilling out. And now we want nothing more than to go back and sit around the table, because it's so much more professional.
Oh my God. And it's more comfortable.
It is comfortable.
Unless you have to keep like leaning into your mic.
No, yeah. Sitting at the table, you just sit there. Everything is rigid at the table. You know, your notes are in front of you. Your drinks are in front of you. Like, my drink's over here. I don't have notes.
It's a mess, Chris.
It's all over the place.
It's a disaster.
So yeah, there's absolutely no structure and no point to this podcast other than... We're pretty much just catching up with ourselves, because it's been like three weeks from we've even talked to each other. So there's going to be a lot to fill us in on, and we're going to be filling you in on. So
basically, we're going to be having a conversation.
Yeah, you're going to be the outside party,
hopefully
the stranger on the bus who's listening. So jump on board, climb on board the bus, and come with us for one last ride as we take you down the XA Gaming Podcast one more time.
That was smooth as butter, Chris.
Good.
Awesome.
D, how's it been? It's been 3 weeks.
It has been 3 weeks. A lot has happened, but as per usual, I can't remember a fucking thing.
So much happened.
Like,
I said to you, like, I was supposed to write all this down.
And you didn't?
No, when things happen, I was just going to jot them down or make a note of it. This is why I think...
Actually, I've just realized, I have this new app that can do this.
Really?
Yeah, it's this app, and actually at the end of the day, what did you do today? And I'd be like, oh, I did this and did that and did this.
I was considering buying a tape recorder and carrying it around with me.
Diane, I'm entering a small town.
Yeah, I was watching Scrubs the other day, and JD had one.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Such a good idea.
Is it?
I think so,
Is it, though?
Yeah, I think so.
You could just use your phone.
No, that's not cool.
Have,
I want to click it on and off.
Is any of it cool, Chris? Click. And then you can rewind it and play it back.
If I recorded my thoughts for a full week into a tape recorder, said nothing about it, came to podcast, and we just discussed what I had going on.
That's actually an excellent idea for a podcast. <Isn't it? laughs>
What were you thinking, Chris?
I don't think there's enough fucking tape on this planet, though, to record a week's worth of your thoughts.
No, there's no.
I mean, like, so much has happened. I went to a lot of new places, places I haven't been before.
Well, lay them on me, D.
Okay. First, okay, this is properly interesting for me as well. Lived in Ireland, specifically Northern Ireland, my entire life. Never been to the Giant's Causeway.
Oh!
That changed.
Right.
That I've changed never been last week. Have you not?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Until last week. How was it?
It's good.
Is it good?
It's actually good. I was kind of...
Is it bigger or smaller than it looks in pictures?
Smaller. Oh. I was surprised by just how small it is.
Really?
I'm like, this is it?
Yeah.
I was expecting like...
You let down.
No, I wasn't though. It's okay. Still really, really nice. Mm. And it's like sort of the whole like cliffside.
Yeah.
Like, the actual like area is actually very, very big and it's high up and all. But like the part that is the iconic kind of like hexagonal shaped rocks, boulders, that is fairly small.
Oh, okay.
Big enough, like, you know, but it's not like a coastline.
I always picture it to be stretching for.
No, it's a very narrow part of the coastline.
My God.
And there's lots of boulders and like other like pretty cool rocks and stuff.
Okay, so let's have
cool boulders.
This boulder. So these hexagonal shapes are said to be a bridge used by Finn McCool, is that right?
Oh yeah, right enough, yeah. The legend of the Giant's Causeway.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently way back in the good old days whenever giants and fairies and all roamed the lands of Ireland, Finn McCool was a giant and he challenged a giant from Scotland. I think it was called Fergus something or other. Challenged him to a fight.
Okay.
And there's this bridge, or causeway, if you will, that Fergus used to cross over to Ireland to fight Finn McCool. And then when Finn McCool seen him, shit himself because of the size of Fergus was so much bigger than him.
Yeah.
So he got his wife to like disguise him as a baby.
Right.
The giant as a baby.
Right.
And then Fergus came in and he seen the baby Finn McCool. And he was led to believe that that was Finn McCool's son. And whenever he seen that, he was like, well, that's the child. I'm fucked whoever the fucking daft that beast is.
Oh, brilliant.
And so he fled home. And on the way, he ripped up the causeway so Finn McCool could never get to him. Could never find him. And that is one of the tales about the Giant's Causeway. There's a lot more.
Is there, yeah?
I'm not going to lie to you, Chris. They had an audio guide. I did not listen to it.
Oh,
he would not shut the fuck up about the rocks, man.
Really?
God almighty. They're slippery when wet. Did you know that?
Is that like a big disclaimer?
No, the man just loves to talk. Mm. It's like a stream of conscience.
Is there tour guides? No,
no, it's all audio. It's kind of like a phone, like a little thin thing, and you put it up to your ear, plug your earphones in it, and just walk about.
Do you know what the coolest one of those I've ever seen? We went. Ashley and I were in the Louvre Museum in Paris. Do you know what they have for audio guides? They have DSs. Everybody gets a DS.
A Nintendo DS.
Nintendo DS.
That is amazing.
You put it in and you touch the thing, the pad, as you walk about.
Class. Can you play Mario Kart?
What? I was just like, I imagine one giant Mario Kart tournament in the Louvre. But I was like, how are they affording that?
Yeah. I mean, I guess those things probably cost a decent amount anyway.
What happens? Like, they obviously have to keep updating the DSs. Because, like, if they're using original DSs and one of them breaks.
Yeah, how do they replace that?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you get, like, a light and then do you get, like, a 3DS?
I know.
DS XL?
I think they were all
XLI?
DS Light XLs.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Did you take one with you?
No. Didn't even use it. I just took off my own.
I know, yeah.
Like everybody was going up to get them, putting in their headphones, walking about. I thought it was cool.
I didn't like being constrained by the audio guide.
I'd love to do one though. Because I think it would explain everything.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. It would actually. You'd get your money out of it.
Yeah. I did not. So Giant's Causeway.
Yeah. It was just fun to walk about and stand on the rocks and going out near the water and stuff.
Now, did you walk across that rope bridge?
No. Karakoridi rope bridge. It's a little bit further away and we were there.
I always picture it to be literally just atop of the Giant's Causeway.
No, no.
I don't know why.
There was like a walk. You could do like a walk around to there, I think. But we were there pretty late and we had to get our audio guides back by like 7, so.
Right, okay. What kind of a day did you get for it?
It was a good day.
Good day.
It was sunny. It wasn't too breezy, which was nice because we were on the coast. It was good, like.
Nice.
Walked down it. And then we walked up the Shepherd's Steps.
Oh.
Which are just like in, because it is a really steep sort of cliff face. Yeah. Basically a cliff face overlooks the Giant's Causeway. And there's these steps that are like just built into the side of the cliff called the Shepherd's Steps. We went up that there, which is pretty tough to get up. And then we walked back looking down on the causeway. And that was fucking cool.
Brilliant.
You're really, really high up, like.
Nice.
Really impressive sight.
The Giant's Causeway is literally just in the cliffs, if that makes sense. Is it
pretty much? It's just like the cliffs like come down real steep, and then there's just these like rocks.
Is it really touristy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there were so many different nationalities there, and languages being spoken, everything. Like I was really impressed by just how much of a crowd it drew.
Popular it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't think you even have to. We paid. We got for the audio guide. Now we paid, but like I don't even think you have to. You can just like. Park near it and just walk up,
walk into it.
I mean, it's on the coast, landmark, you can't hide it. Like, so it's really cool. I would definitely recommend it. Nice. I don't think it's going to blow your mind the way like some people would play it.
Good to see,
definitely good to see, and just really impressive. Like, cool.
Did
like,
you get any food at it?
No,
oh,
no, because we had
do they have food?
There is a hotel there which does food and a cafe, I believe.
So different to what I always picture it to be.
Yeah, The hotel is like, it's in like an old building, like, yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Okay.
Like a cottage is a, yeah, cafe. So nice. It kind of lives up to the, mm-hmm, the image I had in my head. Definitely nice. Did. It was nice. We had food in a Ballymena.
Oh.
On the way up.
Did you see Liam Neeson?
I did, yeah. I was talking to him.
Yeah.
Awful bollocks.
Yeah.
Couldn't listen to the conversation.
He had to take off. Someone took something belonging to him. I don't
know. He was on the phone. I didn't want to interrupt him. Now, we had decent food there. I had a carbonara.
Nice. Like, where'd you go? You love
what was it called? Hey? The Grouse.
The Grouse.
And I have a bone to pick about the Grouse.
Okay.
Fucking Grouse. Excellent. Bastards.
It's been a long 3 weeks.
I was driving, right? So it's like a pub restaurant thing. And they asked, do you want any drinks? I just said, no, just give me a pint of dilute and orange, please.
Okay.
And they delivered that, and that was grand.
Okay.
And Laura had a Coke.
Okay.
And I was, that's 100%.
Okay, yeah.
And when I went up to pay.
So is this like a pub? Is it a pub?
It's a pub, yeah.
Okay.
I went up to pay. Coke, £2.
Oh.
Dilute and orange.
Yeah.
Water? With a dribble of fucking orange dilute in it.
Yeah.
£1.90.
No way.
10p.
10p more me. The difference.
I was like, oh man.
Oh, that's
I was so annoyed about that.
Like, oh, where did they get off?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Where did they get off charging for water?
What? It's water.
That's crazy.
And I asked for a pint of water. I think they have to give that to you for free.
Yeah, because it's a basic right.
It's a basic human right.
That's mad.
I know. I was enraged, Chris.
So a Coke is 10p dear. Is this a glass bottle of Coke or a can of Coke? Or what?
It was a glass bottle of Coke in a like a glass.
Glass bottle of Coke is 10...
3.30 or whatever it is.
10 pence dear.
Bastards.
Then a pint of dilute and orange. What is the world coming to do?
Don't know, Chris. I don't know. But the food was good.
Some places wouldn't do that, though. Some places just give, like, jugs of juice as
I assumed it was going to be complimentary.
Complimentary. Complimentary.
I assume it was going to be a commendation of some sort.
Yes. That's mental.
I know. I was very annoyed about that.
Was the carbonara nice, though?
It was nice. Mm. I have to admit it was nice. It was not as nice.
Yeah.
There's another... restaurant.
I love that you eat so many places.
I know. I fucking took out like once to Villa Italia in Belfast. I had the carbonara again. There. Oh, did I talk about it already?
Yeah, you talked about it.
I talked about it. I had the carbonara. It was really, really good.
Is it the place? Let me get this right. Is this the place that did the really nice desserts?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, you told me about it last.
Oh podcast. Man, I'm all thrown.
Did you go back to it, or you would have been once? Only been once.
Would have been once.
You can tell us about it again. I'd love
that
to
was
hear
really
it.
Really good carbonara and desserts. Tell you who didn't charge me for my orange juice. We were in. I bought a suit. I'm right. Sorry, Chris. It's so much happened. So I just can't get it
all over the place here.
I bought a suit. I went to Newry and bought a suit.
Nice.
And Louis Boyd.
Nice.
Don't like those guys.
No.
I don't know why.
No.
They're perfectly nice. The guy who served me today was perfectly nice. Fair play to him. But
yeah.
In general, I just don't like Louis Boyd or the Louis Boyd Institution.
Or the Louis Boyd family.
But
is Louis Boyd a chain?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
I think it is.
They've got two shops.
Is there one in Monaghan?
Don't know.
No, probably not. Don't know why I thought that.
Don't know why you thought
Doesn't
that.
Matter. Right, go on ahead.
Anyway, got my suit.
Okay.
What kind of suit looking suit. It's a nice suit, Chris. It's kind of like a navy, or like kind of like light navy, like streaks. Not
I like
streaks.
That.
Like you can almost see like the thread in it. Not like not.
Yeah, thread. I think I know what you're talking about now.
It's hard to describe. It's very nice. Nice suit.
Italian knit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the Italian knit. Obviously.
Italian knit, double barrel crested.
Nothing less for me, Chris.
Obviously
than
not.
The Italian knit.
Brilliant.
So whilst there, we went to Bellini's in Uri for
What's
food.
That like? I've never been there.
Really good. I used to go all the time whenever I was working.
That's
in
right.
Uri.
That was your old stomping ground.
That was my old stomping ground, Chris. So much has changed in Uri, by the way. Everything's changed, Chris.
I was going to go to Uri today and do some shopping, but I didn't. True story.
Probably good shit. I ended up doing a lot of shopping in Uri. I went to fucking Pennies and fucking bought
you
the shop.
To, like, no, it's not just a quick look when you go
no,
to
No, it's not. You just throw things
they
in
get
the fucking
you, like,
they do, man.
Went
in to get a tie.
Yeah.
Came out with a lot more.
Yeah, like I did that the day we were up at QCon. We were like, oh, we'll just call in the pennies.
Yeah.
I came out with like a bag. I think I spent like £80 in pennies. Like, how do you spend £80 in pennies?
It's not tough.
No, it's tough.
Because it adds up, Chris.
I know it does. Yeah. You think, oh, £2 for this? £2 for this? It's like £2.
The gradual weight of your bag goes up and up and up, and then you're at the counter and it's £140. And you're going, how did this happen?
How did we get to this point?
Why didn't somebody stop me? There's supposed to be people to stop me.
Ah, oh, they're so good at what they do, though. But do you know there's a pennies, the pennies in Boston.
What?
Yeah, because they've branched out. They've went.
They're in the States.
Yeah, they are. They're in two locations in the States, I think. And the one in Boston is like four stories high, right? But the quality of their panties clothing in America is what we would get here in like River Island.
Is it like upmarket over there?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. It's upmarket over there, but they charge the same as what we would do back here, if that makes sense. It's still
ew.
It's still a complete discount, only the clothing is like what better we would quality. Get. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive actually.
Madness, isn't it?
To be fair to pennies in general, like the quality
clothing,
here.
Yeah, they're clothing.
Decent.
Yeah.
Like, got myself a nice Mario shirt, Chris.
Nice. Well
with
done.
The mustache is like felt.
I think I have that one.
Yeah.
Like is it navy? Dark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to wear that.
We should have worn that together. Yeah. Oh, God damn. Yeah, it's like a felty kind of yeah. mustache. Yeah.
It's awesome. Myself,
yeah. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Did you buy the Mario hoodie? No.
No, I didn't see that.
I bought one.
Should we? I'm going to go back.
Very nice.
I'm going to go
it's
back.
Like his face on the back and it says, it's a me, Mario. It's
brilliant. So they good. Got so much branded stuff in there.
I know.
It's pretty impressive.
Very good, yeah.
It's an excellent premise. You should all go. Excellent chain. But yeah, Bellini's did not charge me. Bellini's did not charge me. This is how we get on to this. Did not charge me for my orange juice.
Good.
It was free.
Good.
And they had a delicious steak.
Oh.
Delicious.
Steak and Bellini.
Steak sandwich, yeah.
Steak sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Chia batter bread. Oh.
Nice. Gorgeous. I think you've talked about that before, have you? Would you have got that when you went?
Nope. That was a different place in your Art Bar Funkle.
Art Bar Funkle.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
God damn.
Taylor's gone, didn't you, Chris? The shock of everyone.
Where?
Transylvania, the takeaway I used to attend after a Thursday night on the Lash.
Transylvania?
Transylvania.
Where's that?
It's just a week.
I don't know Newry too well.
Yeah. So. It's always Bellini's. You don't know where that is either. Yep.
That's mad. It's gone.
I was shocked. There was a couple of things in Newry that shocked me. I was like, that's changed. Nothing ever changes in Newry, man.
Well, there you go. The city is up and coming.
Apparently.
Rife with change. Did you go across the Keys?
No, just went to Buttercream.
Because they took away half the car park to make like another fucking
yeah,
so many shops. And I don't
know. Oh, did they? I thought they were building like a tiered car park. More shops.
Shops, I think. Well, it could be tiered car park, but I remember it said that Next was one of the places that was moving in.
Pretty good.
I don't know. I haven't been back since, so I don't know.
You just want to meet up.
I might go tomorrow. Maybe I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, go tomorrow, Chris. Might go tomorrow. Go treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Taylor doesn't have good steak.
Where?
Tony Roma's. Have you ever been or heard about that?
Of course I've heard Tony Roma's.
Have you?
Really? Tony Roma's is massive in the States.
Yeah. Is it like a chain over there?
Yeah.
Well, the one in Belfast is... No.
Where did I see one recently? Could have been Belfast when we were up at QCon. It was.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
It was,
it's
yeah.
just down from...
Yeah, we walked past it and I was like... I said to Ashton, oh, look...
Man, like, I had a very, very, very poor experience.
Really?
The food just was not... The steak was just not good. It was like real stringy and chewy.
Ugh.
I asked for it medium. It came out more rare than...
Was it like a cheap
medium? I don't know. I think it was just sitting or something. It hasn't been prepared properly. Like, because I had an absolutely fucking stellar steak at Bellini's. And these were the medallions as well, which are normally fucking... just all you have to do is fucking throw those things in a pan and they're gorgeous. It was subpar. The only thing, the only saviour was the sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries.
Mm. Yeah, they were good. I also had the garlic potato.
Oh, there's someone home.
You know, potato crispy things.
Yes.
And they were like fucking rocks in my mouth.
That's so disappointing. Is it deer or is it like...
It's not too deer. Like, it's about standard for steak. Like, so it is.
There's people home, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah,
no,
I
thought I was hearing things.
You're going mad, boy.
No, Tony Roma's is a massive place in the state. I've never been, but you see them everywhere.
Like. It compares not. Does not compare. Personally.
Compares not.
It's nothing like Longhorns was.
No, Longhorns.
Which is still my fucking standard for steak.
Longhorn standard steak is.
It is Longhorns, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, God, it is. We never went back there the last time we went on holidays. We had said that was the one place right up until we got there. We were like, Longhorns is the place that we're going. And then we went to Olive Garden and everything changed.
Is it better?
Oh, like, well, one's Italian and one's a steakhouse, you know
what
I mean?
Oh, okay.
But we were just, like, I had the chicken Alfredo and then I had the carbonara and it was just like...
I love carbonara.
What is this? Like, yeah, that was my first time having it and it was unbelievable.
Generally speaking, if I haven't been to a place, if I haven't had the carbonara before, that's what I'm going to get. Even if I've had carbonara the day before.
It was a shrimp, chicken and bacon carbonara.
Oh, I don't know about the shrimp.
I love shrimp, so it was a winner for me. You know?
Winner. Chicken.
Carbonara.
Boom.
Dinner.
Boom.
Olive Garden.
Bit of
it's all there. What else do you have? I love the way you've had so much.
I had a wood-fired pizza. Where? I sent you a picture of what happened to me again.
That's right.
I ordered a garlic bread, a pizza garlic bread.
Where's that from?
That was in Newcastle. I went to Newcastle.
You went to Newcastle?
Yeah, I went to Newcastle.
Okay.
We had a wood-fired pizza, and it was really good pizza, and I asked for the garlic bread for like $3.90 or something like that. I assumed it was like the Domino's one, you know, the ones but that size.
Yep. As you would at $3.90.
It was another like fucking like 10-inch pizza. Garlic bread. Oh my god, it was so good too. Really, yeah. Really good. Top marks to that wood-fired pizza place.
Wood-fired pizza in Newcastle.
It was
did
good.
Did you go to Cuckoo's while you were up there, no?
We walked past it. It was closed, Chris.
Is it still open?
It's still... Well, I seen a sign for it. I guess I didn't walk past it, so...
That place, like...
Huh?
That place. So many memories. Place, yeah.
The free fall. I was just at the penny drop, and I was like... That's
no,
not
the penny
what
drop was Lisburn.
Lisburn, yeah. Good times.
Thank god. You've had a lot to eat.
It was over the case. The course. The course. Of multiple days, Chris. That's it. That's all I did. Giants Causeway, Newcastle. I also seen a round tower in Antrim. How was your week?
You seen a what?
A round tower.
A round
tower. You know what them like old like round towers?
Yeah.
I seen one of them. There's one of them in Antrim.
Class.
Antrim Town. If you ever go, nothing but roundabouts.
Really?
Literally like so many. Roundabout, literally roundabout after roundabout. You'd go through a roundabout and you'd come off onto another fucking
it's
roundabout.
Antrim was a like right slap bang in the centre somewhere, you know, where people had to like keep.
They got to reroute people. No, it's like it's just a town.
Oh.
I'm not really sure where it is. I drove through it.
Nice.
Didn't drive to it.
You sound like you've had a lot more fun in your weeks than I.
Just because I've been fucking driving about a lot.
Yeah. I haven't had that great of food. Tell you the truth, I've had a lot of takeaways.
Good though.
Yeah, the takeaways were good. Like,
I even haven't had takeaways. Yeah. I feel bad, but it always tastes good.
Yeah, that's it.
So like, why not?
I had, let me see, I don't know where to start. So I had Freddy's Pizzeria, Castellini. Because I think it was the day after the last time we podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go get a pizza. It was completely random. It was such a random choice. It was just like, oh, let's just go up and try Freddy's. This is the thing that annoyed me though. I went up, right? And it's nothing to do with Freddy's. It's just the South in general.
Fucking Southerners.
So I went in and I was like, do you take card?
No offense.
And they said no. And I was like, oh, one of these places. So she's like, the bank machine's just up the street. And I was like, oh, it's okay. So I ran up and I had like 46 sterling in my account because I never keep anything in my account. I change it all over. I don't like anything. I don't know why. I just don't like money in my account.
I don't like having money.
I like it either in a savings account or cash.
Yeah. Right, okay, yeah.
And they would only let me take out multiples of 50 euro.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, why?
That's just
you know, us. Why? Like, so I had to use online banking real quick, which is a savior. took out 50 euro, went into Freddy's.
Sorry, we don't have change for that.
Bought two pizzas, and both pizzas were only 12 euro.
Class.
I know.
It's decent.
Yeah, it's very decent. Pizzas were very good. They're cooked in a wood-fired clay oven.
Nice.
Yeah, not like in a... It's not like a Domino's, you know, conveyor belt of pizza, which is just brilliant.
Cooked.
This is, yeah, this is like a guy with a stick. He keeps turning them.
Nice.
You know, one of those. So the five staff that I seen working in there, four of them were authentic Italians. And the one girl who served me at the counter was a Blaney local, I think.
Blaney local.
I assume she had a very strong Blaney accent. But I think they needed her on because none of the rest of them seemed to speak English.
Good enough English, so, yeah. Fair enough.
But yeah, the place was... Like, the place is really dingy. It's a real dingy kind of hole, like, you know.
But it's a good pizza.
But it's a really good pizza. Remember, Denazari's used to be the same in Keighley. It was just a real dingy hole, but they did amazing pizza.
There's a place in Uri Lishlegat I was pointing out the other day called Sergio's.
Mm.
Dodgiest looking place you've ever seen. But you walk in and it's there. The big fucking clay oven wood fire pizza. Yep. Delicious.
Man,
really good.
That's what I think as well. There's a Chinese in Monaghan as well. I've told you about this. The Golden Dragon.
Is it the one up at the in
down
the diamond?
The old cinema. Yeah. And it looks like a dingy hole. Like, you know, they still have like net curtains up in the windows and just looks real old and dilapidated. It is quite dingy inside. And the Chinese is spectacular.
That matters at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it. Freddy's turned out to be absolutely delicious. Very good pizza. I would go back. 100%. It has that different taste of pizza when it's cooked that way rather than like a Domino's.
Domino's is kind of like, it just tastes good, but it's kind of like every pizza has that same formula, whereas this place has a bit of...
Do you know there's a new pizza place opening in Keighley?
No, where?
Do you know Stans Hill, you know, around the corner, across from McLean's now? Remember there used to be a cafe there for a short while?
Yeah.
There.
Yep. Nice.
I don't know, but they deliver.
To us?
Yeah, well, I assume so.
Tidy.
Yeah. So I'm going to have to try it. I'm going to have to try it and see what it's like. I think, what's it called? It's called like...
It's probably called something like Katie Pizza or something.
No, it's called like Vinny's or Francie's or something. I'm not sure what it's called.
Tidy. Is Pizza Mia still operating in Katie?
It is, yeah, still operating. Closes on a Wednesday, I think. Never been more disappointed in my life than one Wednesday. I just made the decision. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to treat myself to a pizza. Came all the way past Domino's. I was like, I'm going to Pizza Mia.
No.
Closed.
Like, oh, that was heartbreaking.
They close. Loads of places close on a Wednesday because everywhere stays open at the weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know. It's like Barber's closing on Monday.
Why is up?
Why is up?
Just like, closing.
I have to go get things.
Oh, yeah. Let me think. What else have I had? I've had like two Chinese's after that.
Where from? Katie again or?
No.
Arma?
Katie. Yes, Katie. Not Norman's. The other
Golden
one.
Gate.
Is it Golden Gate?
I don't know.
It's called Golden something.
Golden something. Always Golden something.
Two of those. I had an Ellen's there the other day.
Tidy.
For my first time in a while. Like, people rant and rave about Ellen's chips. Like, I think they're just okay.
The chips are pretty good. I was always good with the chicken fillets.
I had a chicken fillet burger. It was very good. It was very Perfect. Good. Very good indeed.
Very, very good.
What else
have you ever had the fish curry combo in there?
Yeah.
It's good for it.
It is good. Like.
Surprisingly good.
Although, the best fish I think I've had is Hungry Bros in Armagh. They do a very good fish.
I haven't been to Hungry Bros in so long.
A very good fish indeed. Yeah. Wouldn't mind getting Hungry Bros again, actually. I've had, last night I had, so what was that? Was that Sunday? No, it's been Saturday I had the Ellen's. Sunday didn't have anything. And then last night I had McDonald's.
Oh, nice. What'd you have for McDonald's, boy?
I had a Big Tasty.
Nice.
And I had a fillet of fish.
A fillet of fish?
How random is that?
I would never get fish at a McDonald's.
No, and I thought it was going to be one of those things where I was sitting, like, you know, a couple hours later going, I'm never getting the fillet of fish again. It was good.
Good, yeah.
I mean...
Grand?
Yeah, I could smell it before I seen it, but...
Fish.
Yeah, fish. Yeah, I seen it ages ago, like, and I was just like, who eats these, like? And I was just like, you know what,
next time... This guy.
Yeah, I was like, next time I'm going to try one, no. Next time I'm going to try one, no. Last night I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just back the Big Tasty up with something light. So I'll fill it with fish.
Something light, yeah.
It's square. So I'm not really, don't really know if fishes are square.
It's a fillet though, so it's cut. So that's fine. You can.
It's fine. It's served in a bun with like tartar sauce and cheese, I think it is. It was good. I had a Big Tasty and then I had an Oreo McFlurry.
Nice.
To wash it down.
Yeah, obviously, like.
Yeah.
Fuck, hey, do you know what I had? I had a tub of Ben & Jerry's fish food. Oh, it's very, very good.
I haven't had fish food in a while. It's a very good
food. Why do they name it fish food? Like, it's why that puts me off immediately. Fish food. I'm not going to enjoy that.
Because it's chocolate with, like, marshmallow swirls, isn't it? And then chocolate fish in
chocolate
it.
Chocolate fish bits. Mm. Man, like, I would never pick that up. The only reason I got that is because it was the last one there, and I wanted some Ben & Jerry's.
They normally tell you what it's named, like, why it's named that in the back of the tub. They normally give you the reasoning for their names or how they come up with it. Did you read it?
No.
No, I always read the tub.
No, I did not. Didn't have time. I just fucking...
I had no time. I just have to get this in me. Why are you rushing eating ice cream?
Throw it around me, man. This is going to melt, Chris.
Driving. Oh, God. I have to eat this quick.
What if it melts?
Ice cream's something you should never rush eating.
But what if it melts, Chris?
Even better. It's quite nice, melty.
Probably.
Yeah, if I'm eating Ben & Jerry's, I'll always take it out of the freezer and leave it for like 10 minutes before I consume it. Because I seen that once with Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs. Yeah. In the ad. No.
No. They actually, yeah, they're labeled. They're like labeled on the top of it. Says to do that. It's like, you take off the lid and there's like a plastic label. And it's like, leave me for 10 minutes. And I'm like, why?
No, because you did. I remember seeing in the ad, they always did this thing where they left it for a while. And then they'd squeeze the tub and you'd see it like rise. Yeah. And then that's it. Like,
it's kind of
like
in the ad, they always see like with a spoon. They always go like this with the spoon and just like scoop it. I can do that with my ice cream.
Well, that's definitely worth the wait then.
Next time you get... Ben & Jerry's, get either Caramel Sutra or Half Baked. You won't be disappointed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Get one I more. Will.
I had KFC today. I had a Mighty Bucket for one today.
Just for one? That's not like you.
I know. I had a Mighty Bucket today. Just took a notion, which is like, I don't want to cook.
Would you normally have the
Mighty Bucket?
Boned chicken?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like a fillet man.
Oh, okay, I like a chicken that's been boned myself. Heavily see, that's boned. Why I went for the Mighty Bucket, because I got the best of all three. I got two pieces on the bone, two pieces off, and two hot wings. Tidy. Covers all bases, you know?
Yeah, you can't
1,400
lose.
Calories in them.
Yeah, well,
so that's a nice
that
snack.
Would surprise me, actually.
It surprised me, because I thought chicken's going to be relatively low.
It's the batter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the skin and all the shit around it. Still, it didn't bother me. I meant to say, I'm like, so I've seen with... You talked about your intermittent fasting.
That's how you have to say it.
Intermittent fasting. a while ago on the podcast. From then, I've just been upping it up my calories.
Just the opposite then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just fuck your intermittent fasting.
I follow a bodybuilder from Dublin, and he does every like 8 to 10 days, he'll do a 24-hour water fast. And he thinks it's great for the whole metabolism, for kind of cleansing and all that. So I'm thinking about maybe trying one of them.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's actually easier than you'd think.
Really?
Yeah.
So I think if I do it the day after, maybe I have I would say a cheat meal. I don't really have cheat
meals. You'd think the best thing to do is right after like a massive meal.
Yeah.
I find whenever I do like after a big feed, the next day, like my stomach is just empty.
Yeah.
Because like, there's a void of that was full of so much and now it's just gone. I tend to just take a regular day and then off out there real fast.
Yeah, I might try that.
And just drink a lot of water. Drink a couple of these if you're not doing... Are you going to do water fast?
Well, I mean, no, I'll probably do this.
I take a couple of those because there's no calories, but like some people would say that's not...
So, yeah.
Metabolism-wise, maybe it doesn't count, but...
Do you drink coffee, yeah?
Black, you can drink black coffee, yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, I might try that just to see.
I drink green tea.
Yeah, green tea, I drink that too. I've kind of been off coffee for a while now.
Have you?
Yeah, because I ran out of my pods. And
that's right, you bought like fucking hundreds of them.
I bought 200 and like I'm all out now, bar like a couple of espressos.
It's been 3 weeks.
So I'm like, I'm waiting on like my next batch to arrive. So I've even cut down on the Monsters big time as well. Used to be always one a day.
I'm taking yours.
And I bought like the crate of these that time, and they still have like four of them now.
Oh, I meant to drop up with you. I have a bunch of the orange monsters with a clear bottle. Those ones.
The Hydras?
Yeah.
Oh,
a bunch of those I can drop up with you.
Very good. I enjoy them when I'm training.
Huh?
I enjoy them when I'm training.
Very good.
Yeah, very good.
I also have magnesium water. Which is just
good.
Deep River Rock, except it's red.
What?
It's in a red bottle.
Kind of want to see it.
Added magnesium, which apparently helps with stuff, tiredness and whatnot.
It does, yeah. Tiredness, fatigue. Got to get your B12s. well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, is it?
I don't know.
Probably not.
But yeah, I might do a water fast.
Might as well try it.
Like, I think I'd suffer. Like, I love food. So
you would suffer, like, but there is kind of like a, I've talked about it before, there's kind of like a feeling of... like lightness, you know, your body
so nimble.
Yeah, like your body's just like you're devoid of food. You know that you're hungry, but you're kind of just persisting anyway.
Yeah.
You're just not perishing, persisting,
good.
Keeping going, good. And you kind of just feel like you don't need that fuel. And whenever you do fuel up at the end of it, it's so rewarding. So do that. It's kind of like holding a pee.
Oh yeah.
You know it sucks at the time, but you can do it, and then when you release, it's amazing.
It's a good way of putting it.
Yeah,
I like that. I'll have to do it in like a day off. I'll do it like when I get my week off from work.
Yeah, don't do it when you need the energy.
Oh God, no, I couldn't.
Don't be relying on it.
Yeah. I'll just do it in a day where I'm just kind of sitting there doing nothing, playing games or something.
Nice.
Which takes a lot out of you. People don't understand that.
There's a lot of leaning forward and then leaning back.
Kneeling on the on your knees.
It can be tough.
Yeah. I find though my legs are getting like super tight and crampy from like just sitting a lot.
I
don't even sit that much. I walk a lot.
You walk. It's probably, yeah.
And now, like, all up here is just like, no.
Don't. My legs are like, my legs are wasting away. I need to use them more.
I think I need to find a new chair.
No way.
Yeah.
Your chair?
I think I need to find, like, a recliner.
And something else to talk about.
Okay, go.
We're just running with it, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just, I sat
in a recliner the other day, Chris.
Nice.
In the cinema. Oh damn, he didn't do it.
What?
Damn, dog. So we went to see, what is he, Mission Impossible?
Fallout.
The new one. And we're kind of just like looking through the times. It was like 8:30, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh fuck, we'll go to that one. It was a Sunday, so I'd work the next day. I just want to kind of get it done. The next one wasn't until like 9:15.
Get this over with.
You know, I didn't want to be too late. Like.
Yeah, of course.
So 8:30, went in, went up to get my tickets, and was like, yeah, Mission Impossible. He's like, cool. So the 8:30, and I'm like, yeah, the 8:30 one. And he's like, that's VIP, you know? I was like, ooh. Only VIP?
Is in Belfast?
Belfast, yeah.
Is this the Odeon, no?
The Odyssey?
Oh, the Odyssey.
The Odyssey, yeah. Cinemas. He was like, VIP. And I'm like, okay, how much is a VIP ticket?
Yeah.
17 quid. I know.
Oh, fuck.
I literally turned and I said, fuck, to him. Right to his face. And he just looked at me. And I was like... And then he kind of went, well, that includes a small drink and a small popcorn, and we validate your parking outside. And I was kind of like, okay, it kind of makes it a little bit more
valuable. Would your parking have cost?
It would have cost like £3.
Small drink and small popcorn is probably like another, yeah.
It's not far. It is. It's about a tenner extra. If you include all of those things, it's still about £10 more.
Is it?
Well, I got two tickets, so yeah. Total. So maybe £5 more.
Wow.
So okay, 35 quid I ended up spending for my two tickets, but we upgraded to like medium drinks, so that was £35 for two medium drinks, two small popcorns, and two seats.
This need to be worth it, man.
I was like so annoyed with myself. I was like, I kind of wish I just said we'll come back at the regular screening. And then Laura was just telling me she'd done it before and like it's really good. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of excited for this.
Okay.
Went in, so worth it. We'll do it again in a heartbeat.
Really?
Absolutely class, Chris.
Okay, I'm coming.
All right. First of all, right, okay. there's only about 40 seats total in the cinema.
Right.
Right? So imagine like one of the screens in our mass cinema.
Yeah.
Just imagine what those were, just 40 seats. All of them are about that wide and they all recline. You've got little gap, you've got like a proper arm on either side.
Right.
We had two seats. We had two seats, Chris, the width of this couch.
That's
more or less, right?
Yeah.
We were kind of at the front and then... each row is like separated by like a wall, you know, so you have your own little area. Mm-hmm. Absolutely worth
that
it.
That sounds,
man,
like first class in an airplane or something.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Brilliant. And you sat down and it was VIP, so there's not going to be any kids, there's not going to be any kind of like people fucking about, because everyone who came in there paid extra money specifically to do that.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
good. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
How was the movie?
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love the Mission Impossible films because they're fucking so fun to watch. Like,
right.
Tom Cruise. Yeah. He's like 54.
Is he?
He is a machine.
Yeah.
Like, part of me wants to laugh at him when he's running full tilt because it's like that iconic, like, silly Tom Cruise. Yeah. But you're like, that man is 54 and he is running full tilt around a fucking rooftop on like a slippery London day. And I'm like, oh my God. And did you see the thing of him and Graham Norton?
Where he's talking about how he broke his arm or something? He
broke his ankle.
His ankle?
Yeah.
No.
He did a jump and he landed and his ankle just like snapped right up. They freeze framed it. It was like, Chris, it was like that.
Oh.
It was just wrong. It shouldn't have been that way.
Oh.
And they kept that in.
No way.
They kept that in because they showed the clip of it on Graham Norton and then I was watching the actual thing. I said, oh, this is that bit.
I haven't seen him react to it on Graham Norton.
He lands. You can see him like struggling. He pulls himself up and then he literally plants his foot down. You can just see him going, ah. Oh. And they kept that in, and then he recovers in the film and runs on. But in real life, you know, Tom Cruise is out for like about a month or two.
No way.
Ah, class. I love
that
man.
That's madness, eh?
I don't care how crazy he gets. He's a fucking
action hero. What was his reaction like on Graham Norton?
He's loving it, like.
Yeah.
He was just like, ah, so funny. Broke my ankle, like.
Oh, what a badass.
And he's like, there's parts of him where he's on a motorbike fucking streaming about. I think he comes off the motorbike. I don't know if that was him or a stunt double
It
or
probably
what.
Was him. I know, but he likes to do a lot of his own.
Yeah. That's the reason he does these films is so he can do insane things.
Yeah. I remember when they did Ghost Protocol and the whole Burj Khalifa thing. Like
he was actually on top of that building.
He was like, no, I want, if we're doing this, he's like, I'm doing this. And some of that shit is crazy.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Remember him saying he was in his room at night, like going over in his mind how he had to like bounce off the wall, like come around and like while he was on like the harness, whatever. And he was just like, it's okay, it's just a height, you know, nothing's gonna happen. And he's like, but it's completely different in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, he's badass. Like,
he is, he actually is badass. I will say now, out of Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, and this one's probably my least favorite.
Oh,
but it's still at the level of those other two films, which I think just like took Mission Impossible like that
to a whole new level.
That's what I love about these films.
Yeah.
Very much the same style as that. Same kind of action stories, more or less the same sort of stuff.
Yeah,
end of the world kind of crack. Very, very good.
Class.
Go watch it.
I want to see something in VIP now.
Do it. Yeah, it's so worth it, man.
When is Batman coming back to this? Is just a
it was like this, it was like last month, it was July.
Is it back? Yeah, gone.
I don't know if it was ever here.
Oh,
it could have been just America.
I really wish it had came to here.
I would have seen. I would have seen.
I'd like to see something in VIP. VIP now.
Man, definitely.
Something big.
I'm gonna be like the next big film that comes out. I'm gonna go see it there.
Like we've started with IMAX now ourselves, yeah. And now VIP. I don't think I could ever go back. We went regular sitting in Tomb Raider that time.
Yeah, and we noticed it.
We're so peasant like.
Do you remember that the screen was dirty and everything? Yeah. I remember that annoyed me so much. Yeah. And then the film was awful as well.
That's it. I went to pick up the film the other day.
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
can't justify that.
I was like, oh, if only there was some way I could get this film, take it home, burn it onto my laptop and re-edit it.
And re-edit it.
I said I wanted to buy it just so Ashton could watch it and she could see how bad it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, I don't know.
Not happening.
That's another thing I've been doing. Our satellite dish broke at the house. Well, it's not broke, it's down at the minute.
You have a satellite dish?
We have a satellite dish for Freeview.
Oh, okay, yeah. Freeview thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's down at the minute. It has been for like 2 weeks now. Well, about a week and a half, and
no TV
to make up for it. My family and I have just been having like movie nights every night. We just pick a different movie and just go with it. Yeah, so they're just watching all these films that like either someone in the family hasn't seen before. So I think they started off with like the Tim Hanks collection.
Tim Hanks?
Yeah, they went. Like,
I love him in The Money Pit.
So they went like Saving Private Ryan.
Mm.
They went. Nice. What was the other one? I think
Catch Me If You Can. No?
Catch Me If You Can. I think Captain Phillips might have been watched as well.
I haven't seen it. No.
Forrest
Gump. No.
No, not for not big. My family are not big fans of Forrest Gump.
Why not?
I don't know.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Not big fans of The Terminal either.
I enjoy both of those films tremendously.
The one with Hades films were The Road to Perdition followed it. You ever see The Road to Perdition?
I've seen parts of it. I've seen the parts of it that Francie needed for his film.
Very good film. Yeah. And then, under my recommendation for 3 nights.
Castaway. No?
No. Ribbon. Oh, Castaway was watched. That's right. Oh. My dad actually watched Castaway back to back twice in 2 nights. He watched it once himself, and then my sister was like, oh, I'd like to see that. He was like, I'll watch it again.
Jesus.
He loves it. And then, they watched Apollo 13.
Oh, awesome film as well.
No. Under my recommendation, they went back to back with, over 3 nights, the Dark Knight trilogy.
Damn it.
And I was just like, oh, excellent, well though. Done, sir. Now, I didn't catch it all the whole way through, so I caught the start and end of Begins. I caught the end of The Dark Knight, and I caught all of Rise.
Oh,
which was, I was happy enough with that.
Fair enough.
No, actually, I didn't catch all of Rise. I caught the start of Rise, and then from whenever Cillian Murphy's character is, you know, banishing them onto the ice.
Yeah, yeah.
I caught from there on. So the last hour and 20. Fuck, that movie's a good man. They're so good.
They are supreme. They are the best superhero films.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
I can see why people like The Dark Knight the most.
Yeah.
Begins is a very close contender. My favorite has always been Rises. I don't know why. I just really like Bane.
Yeah, Bane's pretty good.
I just don't think they did it justice with the way they got rid of him in the movie.
I think it was almost like
they were just like, ah.
I think if they didn't have the whole Bane working for, spoilers for Rises here, working for like Ra's al Ghul,
yeah.
Talia al Ghul, that yeah. kind of, if they, she wasn't in it and that whole element wasn't
it was just Bane as a body, just Bane. That'd be class.
I think I would have preferred it, but yeah, still pretty good.
I love Christian Bale as Batman. That's what
he was an excellent
well.
Batman.
He's the best Batman we've ever seen. I stand by that.
Yeah,
no, he is the best Batman. There's no, you don't even have to think about that. He is.
I can't best. Have to think about it, Chris.
No, you don't. Can't he is so it. Good. Like in the first
fucking,
film, he's like
Adam West.
Adam Wee. I watched one of them the other day and it was so funny, the old Batmans that he's and they were scaling
a wall, yeah.
They're oh. just this rope and you could just tell that the camera just did that,
lad. I mean, did you know how many times have they made Spider-Man films like with different actors?
1, 2, 3, 4.
What? So, yeah, I thought it was like the Tobey Maguire ones.
Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and now...
And now Tom Holland, right? They made, and I've seen one of these films, they used to have it on tape. They made TV films of Spider-Man. They are the worst things.
No
They are
way.
Fucking hilarious, man. You need to see these.
Hang on. They made what? They made separate films.
They're Spider-Man TV films. Movies. And there's a character, like the guy who plays Peter Parker, Spider-Man, is the same throughout. I think there's 3 of them. Mm. He's the same throughout. And they're live action.
Yeah.
It's a Spider-Man film, but went straight to TV. Direct to TV. Lad, you know it's good, so it? Bad.
Yeah.
It's like, he's wearing like a cheap suit. See him climbing walls? Green screen. Oh. And they didn't even try to make it work. it's like Chris, he walks over to the edge of the building, right? And he goes to climb down the wall. he's like stationary, clearly on a green screen, and then the camera pans down and it's like, oh, he just climbed onto a wall. No. He stands like this and shoots a web.
Oh god.
And you can tell it's like a rope falling into
his
hand.
I need to see this.
It's so bad. So bad it's good though.
Tobey Maguire was a great Spider-Man.
He's still my Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's still my Spider-Man.
He's still my Spider-Man.
My Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield just didn't. I shouldn't even bother with him. Like,
I liked Tom Holland.
Yeah, I think he's got potential.
Yeah, and all this hype for Spider-Man with the new game coming out as well.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
It's good.
It's gonna be very good. There's a live Twitter update throughout the game. Peter Parker's live Twitter and Mary Jane's live Twitter feed will be going in the pause menu in the game as you play.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Don't know how it works, but it's there. It's a feature.
Tweet me. Tweet me at XIGaming.
I've seen some of the swinging at night, and I've seen him climbing the Empire State in a video.
Nice. Looks good.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Looks clean.
McIce and Fire. That's who brought up the Tomb Raider video that you have to watch.
McIce and Fire. Yeah.
Because I remember seeing that, and I was like, those are the guys that did the...
Oh, yeah,
remember Spider-Man. E3, we've seen No Spider-Man, then they put it up.
I was like, yeah.
But yeah, we've been watching a lot of movies at the house. And then on Saturday night, we watched Zootropolis.
Awesome
Friday
film.
Friday night, actually, Zootropolis. Man, that film, awesome film is incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible film. Because at first it was like, right, this is what we're going to do. I went up and I was like, I'm just going to pick three movies and the family can decide. So I picked the three. Warrior. We're going to watch Warrior. My family are fans of Warrior.
You like Warrior?
Oh, yes, very much. Uh-huh. Tomb Raider, just for a popcorn flick, because it's a good movie.
Tomb Raider, Angelina Jolie, Tomb Raider?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. And No Country for Old Men, because nobody in the house has seen it, bar me and my dad.
Yeah, so that's a heavy film.
Why not? You know, I love just like hitting people just with these movies.
Follow up with The Road or something? And just fucking...
They chose Warrior, we put it in, and we literally got like 30 seconds in and was like, oh, do you just want to watch Zootropolis? So, yeah,
good choice.
Zootropolis. So good, so bright. And cheery, and the film's just fucking hilarious.
It's like, brilliant. It's brilliant.
Very, very good.
You need to watch Inside Out.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
at your earliest convenience.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what I am watching now at the minute, though. This is so random, this podcast, by the way. We're just... I am watching Pokemon Indigo.
Oh, on Blu-ray?
On Blu-ray. And nice. My God. It's so
good. What a show. What a show.
It's so... No, it's not crap. It's so cheesy. Most of these episodes I have... completely forgot. I watched the one. Do you ever remember the one where it's after they're in the Saint Anne, the boat that sinks to the bottom of the ocean. They get out of it.
Probably remember that.
Using water Pokemon.
Yeah, I remember them, swimming back to land.
And then they end up on an island, and the island has giant Pokemon on it. Like, we're talking like 30, 40 feet Pokemon.
Right.
And the whole thing is like they're being chased by these Pokemon. It turns out they're at a theme park, a Pokemon theme park. And they didn't know it. It's fucking brilliant.
That's class.
Yeah, it's very, very good, man. So I'm watching Pokemon at the minute.
Excellent.
It's very good.
Good for you.
Yeah. Because I finished The Office again. I'm back watching Scrubs, so I'm between Scrubs and Pokemon.
That's a good way to be.
Scrubs is just so easy just to jump back into. Yeah. I thought because it's been so long. I stopped Scrubs when I started Parks and Rec. Watched Parks and Rec, then watched all The Office, then watched the UK Office, and then... jump back into Scrubs and immediately just straight into it.
So
stupid, like, you know.
What a show.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing at the minute. I have Interstellar and I have Blood Diamond both sitting on Blu-ray next to my PlayStation, and I just can't for the life of me put them in. I know. And I've seen Blood Diamond. I haven't seen Interstellar. But I will.
Put them in, Chris.
Put them in.
Put Interstellar in.
I know. I have so much to do at the minute. Like,
I just threw a fucking monster over myself.
To build a treehouse.
You didn't talk about that. You're building a tree. You're going to build a treehouse.
Were we not talking about that on podcast, no?
We were talking about it.
Oh, off?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to build a treehouse.
In amongst out of wood.
All my other projects, yeah. It's going to be entirely self-sufficient, self-sustaining. The wood came from the forest. It's going back into the forest. We're not going to harm the trees.
I was like, how are you going to... You're going to produce water?
Yeah, we're going to make a giant water wheel. Let me think, what else have I heard? Here's an interesting tidbit of news for you, D.
Love tidbits, Chris.
Pornhub.
Yes.
Are introducing...
I believe that is some online service that provides pornography.
Yes, it is.
I'm not familiar with it, but
they
go
are
on.
Providing captions for hard of hearing.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
that is lovely.
So they're going to introduce captions into pornographic movies and films for those hard of hearing.
For a pedal.
I don't know how it works.
Why not, Chris? Yeah, exactly. Why not? Why should the hard of hearing not get to enjoy these things as much as the rest of us?
Very much. So I agree with that. Yeah.
For a pedal, porn.
Apparently, rich people. There was an article that came out the other day. I was just about to say, I don't know if you've seen it. You obviously haven't seen it, because I don't even know how I stumbled upon it. But apparently rich people, specifically in the States and South America, this is where it came from, are really getting into... Hang on, I think I have it here. What is their latest trend? What is, like, you know, they're rich and famous. What are they buying, Audi?
They're buying alligators.
Close.
Oh, snakes.
No.
Crocodiles.
No.
Dragons.
Rich people are getting into sharks.
Fuck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
somebody literally just tweeted, like, the first comment under it was, looking forward to this problem taking care of itself.
Yes.
It's very true. Like, you don't need, it doesn't matter how much money you have, yeah, you don't need to own
I'm
sharks.
Pretty sure they're endangered species as well.
As it is.
So
yeah,
just leave them the fuck alone.
You don't need
Please,
to.
Like, people, don't honestly, fuck about with sharks' lives. Sharks' lives matter, please.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh boy.
You want to talk any news?
I got some news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I better say I got some news. The Fallout 76 beta is essentially the full game, and progress will carry over.
Oh.
Whenever you complete the beta. So cool. Some people are happy, some people are annoyed about this. Because you only get beta access if you pre-order.
Yeah.
So essentially those people, it's early access essentially. Mm-hmm. And those people have an advantage when the game launches properly. When it does launch properly, Chris, guess where it won't launch?
Australia.
On Steam.
Australia.
He said Australia. It will launch in Australia, but it won't be on Steam. They're going to use their own launcher for it, so you can't get it through, you know, Steam.
Yeah, why?
You familiar with Steam?
Yeah, are you familiar with Steam?
Steam.
The evaporated substance from water.
Condensation. Yeah, so they're not going on Steam because they want them dollar bills, y'all. They don't want Steam getting a piece of the pie. As they say, speaking of pie, Android Pay has officially released. If you're an Android user, pick up a pie today. Pick up a penguin.
What is it?
It's Android Pay for your phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for certain phones they have Android Pay. I don't even have that written down. That just came to me because I said pay.
I watched a video not too long ago, D. It was it was Shrek, only every main story member has been removed, and there is no story or point. So the
Shrek
show starts, and Shrek, Fiona, Donkey, all the main actors, bar the side people, have been removed. So it's like a 10-minute movie with all the same.
Yes,
people.
Yes.
There's no story. There's nothing.
Is it good?
It is good. I don't know why. I find myself
it
laughing.
Works. It
you
works.
Know those, just all them videos. Oh,
it's
fuck.
Like Shrek, but every time he says the word "and," it doubles in speed. All that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good try. Did you ever see that? You ever see the B movie?
The B movie?
Yeah, they did.
No,
the,
I haven't.
They did the B movie, but every time they said B, it doubled in speed. It's about 15 minutes long. It's good fun. It's good fun. Fallout 76 won't be on Steam, so if you like Steam, go fuck yourself. Because you can't play Fallout 76, best game ever. Possibly, probably.
Releases maybe not. November?
November, the beta's coming. Oh, no, October, the beta's coming out.
Yeah.
Releases November.
Another game I'll not play because
online only. Christopher, the rumors are true. Mm-hmm. Fortnite on Android won't use Google Play.
Oh
yeah, they're also doing their own thing. They're not going to go through the Play Store. They're just going to give you go to this website, download this dodgy app, and hope it doesn't brick your phone.
This is not a virus. This is not a virus. Click here.
Reason being, Google take 30% of all sales in app. So if you try and buy like all your shit. All your bling. What do you call that?
Your merch.
Your cosmetics in the game. They take 30%. So Epic are like, hell nah. You'd think they'd have enough money at this point, but no.
Fair enough.
This is weird because like they're going through the Apple iStore. What's that called? What's it called?
The Apple iStore. It's just the iStore, isn't it?
It's not iStore, surely.
The Apple Store.
The App Store.
The Apple Store.
The Apple Pod.
What is it?
The Apple Pod Store.
It's the Apple Shop.
It's the Shapple.
Something like that, yeah.
They went through it, but they're not going through Google because fuck Google. I'm just gonna roll through these, Chris.
If I hear anything I like, I'll stop you.
Halo Infinite will not have Battle Royale.
Oh, well, that's...
They've decided not to put resources into that.
FIFA 19 will have a survival mode.
How will that work?
I don't know. It was
100 players, one ball. Survive.
I don't know what it is, but it's there.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. I'll definitely not be picking up FIFA 19.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to pick it up anyway.
I'll be picking up.
Christopher, this will for sure interest you, actually. Good. The Nintendo Switch is getting a GameCube-styled Smash Brothers controller.
Yes.
So a GameCube controller for Switch.
That's very good.
And check it out. Look.
That's VG.
They're going to give you the good stick.
Oh.
Instead of the C-stick, you can have the actual other stick.
That's really nice, actually. Yeah.
Which is, I made a video about the GameCube controller that I never put up. And that was one of my criticisms, was the C-stick being...
I like the C-stick.
A tiny thing. It's good, because it's like more...
It's just like a little nipple.
It's more precise, yeah. But your finger slips off it far too easy. Mm. Let's be real, bro.
Let's be real.
Kingdom Hearts 3 will have approximately 80 hours of playable content, including 40 to 50 hours in the main story.
That's massive. That's monstrous.
Big.
January 29th.
I know. Sinker will be good to...
Cream in his pants.
He jizzed himself.
Yep.
I wanted to say he'll be happy to hear that, but I couldn't say it.
Couldn't get it out.
He will be good to know, fourthly-wise, that honest
this
truth.
Information.
I sound like I've went through Google Translate to get there. But
have you finished Horizon, by the way?
Not even close.
Oh,
no. Not even close. The last time you had a podcast, that's the last time I played the game. That's the last time I put you on the fucking PlayStation.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Not playing many games, really.
I need you to play more PlayStation.
I don't think I'm going to play more Horizon. I want to play Uncharted. I wanted to finish the Uncharted series before fucking Horizon. Forza Horizon.
Before Horizon 2 comes out.
Forza Horizon.
I haven't finished Uncharted before Horizon
Forza
2.
Horizon's out.
Uncharted can wait. Or Horizon can wait.
Forza Horizon, which comes out later this month. I wanted to finish Uncharted before, but I'm not going to do it. This month?
Oh.
Or like 2 weeks or something.
That's fine.
Formula 1
2018.
No one cares.
I care plenty.
No one cares.
I just don't know how to make it stop.
They're thinking about reducing the number of races per year in the Formula 1?
Yeah, that's stupid. If anything, they should increase the number of
races. It's a lot of races, though.
Yeah, I mean, they had already looked to get rid of Silverstone as a race because they're not...
They can't afford it anymore?
Yeah, they can't afford it in Silverstone, basically. But they've added 2 new circuits.
Because of Brexit.
This season, so...
Maybe.
You know. I mean, they're on their break now at the minute.
Yeah.
Perfect time to launch a game.
Couldn't care less. Couldn't care less if I tried. Ryan Reynolds, you'll enjoy this. Have you heard this?
Ryan Reynolds
is to produce a new film called Stoned Alone, an R-rated reimagining of the classic Home Alone.
Oh my God.
Stoned Alone.
That sounds brilliant.
Not confirmed yet who's going to act in it, but people are hoping Macaulay Culkin will reprise his role as Kevin, the stoner.
Oh, that'd be so good if they could do that.
Like, how the fuck...
Who comes up with that?
Who's giving him money to do that?
I don't know, but...
Stoned Alone.
If anything, they know it's going to be good because,
It will be good.
It's Brian Reynolds.
I'm going to go see... It's Brian Reynolds, motherfucker. And, Chris, keeping up with the film...
What about the whole, Are we on one? Yeah?
Yeah, James Gunn?
Yeah!
Oh,
my God!
What?
Kapow!
We are,
I hear that the entire cast have signed a treaty. Parlay. If you like
a parlay. I have it here, Chris. The cast of the Guardians Galaxy.
The cast of the galaxy
released a statement on James Gunn. To our fans and friends, we fully support James Gunn. We were all shocked by his abrupt firing last week and have intentionally waited these 10 days to respond in order to think, pray, listen, and discuss. Blah, 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 blah. So our host will transpire, serve as example, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for taking the time to read our words.
404.
Thank you for taking the time to read our words. They all signed up on that. All the big players, anyway. And Batista has recently come out and said,
good.
What did he say exactly? I think I didn't write it down.
That he wants to be Marcus Phoenix.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Mm. But he said something, it's nauseating or something like that, to keep working for Disney, knowing what happened to James Gunn. But he's going to do it because he's contractually obliged. So unless James Gunn comes back...
Are they contractually obliged to work for Disney?
They have to, yeah. They signed a contract. Like.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if they didn't, they'd just have to pay like fuckloads of money, probably.
What if they just acted really badly?
I mean, that's the other thing, like, they could do that.
Imagine a load of actors, like, literally this cast just got together and they just threw a director at it because they were like, well, it's Disney, it has to be made. And the actors just thought, right, that's fair enough. And even the director was like, you know what, I don't even care what happens. And they just made a really bad movie.
We're going to pocket Disney's money.
But it did so well because everyone wanted to see how bad it was.
Yeah, yeah. Right enough, actually.
It'd be so cool.
50,000 fans have signed a petition to bring Gunn back.
Bring back Gunn.
Bring back guns. What?
Good.
I don't know, hopefully they do.
I think I can understand. I mean, in one respect, it's like it's nice to see that Disney are like a no-bullshit company.
Yeah, they have their values.
Just clamped down and that's it.
Yeah.
But in another way, it's like, but it was so long ago and he's done so much.
It was 10 years ago and he had already apologized for it before.
And he's already done resurfaced. So much with Guardians. Yeah. So like, just let him finish it and then if you want.
Yeah, it's kind of like he apologized. It's not like this came up and then he apologized. He apologized for this before when it came up.
I honestly don't think. I think Disney was known. Would be like, they'll stick to their values and they'll just be like, no, yeah, we're not.
People are saying now it's kind of like they're not going to back down now that they've done it. Mm-hmm. You know.
But what should happen is whoever comes in now should just completely throw Guardians on its head. Just make a completely random
movie. Right enough.
James Gunn should go off and get his own funding and finish Guardians the way he wanted to.
Yeah, like on his own terms.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Disney would literally fuck them
Disney
up.
Disney would shit their pants.
Oh, no, they would. Disney would literally come down with hella force. They would fuck him up.
I know, worth it.
He'd probably lose his legs, you know? Disney and their values would take his fucking legs.
Yeah, he'd be just an attraction in one of their parks.
Yeah, don't you fuck about with our IPs. No way.
Oh my God. I mean,
that's the problem though as well. You know that Disney's trying to buy Fox?
Yes.
Imagine they did, like. It's like, yeah, we fired James Gunn. Because of his values. So he's not going to work for Disney. He's not going to work for Fox.
Yeah.
He's not going to work for like any TV, like NBC or ABC or Fox.
They control most of the US broadcast.
Yeah, like, so that puts him out of so much fucking business.
He can come and get a job at BBC.
We'll take him to RTE. Pew, 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 pew. TG Car, bye.
Yeah, I know. He'll do the Sunday game
with explosions and fucking 70s pop. That's a fucking so good thing I'd like to see.
I'd love to see that in the Sunday.
Tremendous.
Oh,
we're in Monaghan. Monaghan have made themselves to a semi-final.
That's right.
By beating Galway.
Who are they playing?
They're going to play at Tyrone now. An all-Ulster derby. In Croker.
That's right.
Yeah, be a big game.
The Premier League starts back up on Friday.
On Friday, but United play a team.
Leicester. It's because of the World Cup, it feels like we've just had constant football.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't been a win. 18 days. if you start the league with a championship, it's been 18 days of no football.
Worst 18 days of our lives.
That's pretty cool. Like, yeah. Be interesting to see how the old Premier League plays out.
Mm. Certainly.
Football Manager 2019, I guess, has just released like yesterday.
Really?
With no fanfare or no build up whatsoever. It's just out. You can go buy it.
Just there?
Yeah.
That's
obviously
such a big game.
Yeah, they're obviously very confident in their player base.
Yeah, I'd say they would be. I'm not playing anything at the minute, I'm playing Far Cry 5.
Awesome.
Dabbling in Far Cry 5. It's good. I have to say it's good.
It is good. It's a good game.
I kind of give up. Well, I didn't give up. I got to Kellogg on Fallout 4 in the survival play, and I'm just like, I'm just sick of dying.
Yeah.
It's showing me that I should have gone and done side quests to level up before I take on Kellogg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There comes a certain point where you just can't progress.
And I'm not going to go and do side quests to take on Kellogg. So that's that.
You need damn perks, Chris.
You
need damn perks.
I've played Definitive Edition a bit more. Not a
Skyrim?
Tomb Raider.
Ah.
But I think I'm just going to jump into Rise. I want to play Rise before Shadow.
Yeah, play Rise.
I
love Rise.
Whenever I seen that latest video, I am more excited now for Tomb Raider than I ever have been. It's probably the game I'm most excited for this year, if that makes sense. Because I could care less about Red Dead.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Fallout's not really on your radar.
Fallout's not on my radar.
Black Ops can't be either, because it's
Black
all
Ops
online.
Just isn't there. And then it kind of just leaves Spider-Man, which obviously I'm excited for.
Definitely be getting.
For Spider-Man. But like, Tomb Raider, just, it looks like they've done exactly what I wanted to see a long time ago with this.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm excited to play that as well.
Very, very good. Check that video out, McIcing Fire.
I will. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna pick it.
But I think I go through this phase, and I usually go through it every summer. I play retro kind of games, old games.
Yep.
Especially during that July 30, I was taking out games, and I was like, "Oh, this game used to be great, and this is great." I'm playing a lot of Switch at the minute. Mario Kart.
Good. Oh, so I really wanted to buy a Switch the other day.
Yeah.
I just want to say, because I dropped like £260 in a suit.
Game, I have to say, I had a fucking terrific deal on.
Yeah.
£310 Switch, Mario Kart 8, Mario Kart Odyssey, Breath of the Wild.
Mario Kart Odyssey.
Mario Kart.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mario Odyssey. Fuck.
That,
I'm on
three games three for £310
Yeah.
Fuck me. Hey.
No.
Fuck me. I definitely got that.
I paid £310 I think, for two games.
That's even really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. It was £310 or £320 on Prime Day.
Yeah, no, I could have had £340
With one game, but with a pro controller. But I don't want a pro controller. I want more games. So
check that out with game, because
I might. Fuck. Yeah. I have to wait till next paycheck, though. I couldn't justify it because I dropped £260 a fucking suit.
You're paid monthly, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, fuck.
Do it until next month.
Yeah. I'm waiting. My next purchase, game wise, is going to be, obviously, like, I'll be buying like the Formula Ones, the FIFAs, and things like that. But I think, like, kind of exclusive buy, not exclusive, but just something.
Big game.
I said to you, I want, not even big game, I want to buy a PlayStation 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I want to have that. And I want to buy, I think I'm going to go like Job Lot and just find a load of 64 games and just buy them all.
Nice.
And just have them, you know?
64 games, like, they're pretty expensive.
They're
like,
pretty expensive. Yeah. I want to start playing Ocarina of Time, but I just don't have the time. To catch 22.
You need to.
I did play some Mario 64.
Get an Ocarina.
It holds up really well. It took me a long time because I had to buy an adapter for my TV.
Oh, yeah, to get the old school system into HDMI. Nice.
Because the only other way you could do it is you have to tune it through the aerial, and it just wasn't picking the signal up. And I was like, oh, this is so
nightmare,
old school. Like,
you know what you need? You need a fucking, you need a CRT old school TV.
I know. That's,
with the big back on it.
I know.
That's the only way to play those games.
I know. I might get one of those if I have the old consoles. It'd be nice to have that kind of set up. But that's what I'm doing at the minute. I'm excited at the minute, probably because I'm watching Pokemon for Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu.
Yeah, yeah, and Let's Go Eevee, well. Yeah.
I'm excited for those.
That'll be good.
But I haven't played like anything new, to be honest.
No.
No.
I have played fuck all. I played a little bit of Divinity, Original Sin.
Nice, what's it like?
It's like RPG, heavy RPG, basically like a game of Dungeons and Dragons except on a computer.
Nice.
But it's good.
Good.
I'm enjoying it. It's quite funny, quite lackadaisical.
Good.
I haven't played much of it. I said I've played a bit of it. I really have played a bit. That's literally the extent of my gaming the last 3 weeks. I'm trying, Chris. Try as I might. I'll try and get a bit more of Horizon done, and I need to start Uncharted.
Yeah.
I want to play through that collection so badly because I want to redo the collection and then play 4.
Yeah.
And then I want to play The Last of Us Remastered.
Oh.
And then I want to play Forza Horizon 2. And then I want to play Spider-Man. And then Superman?
Superman?
Tomb Raider.
Superman, yeah.
Tomb Raider. I want to play Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. Spyro.
Oh. Fuck!
Red
I just
Dead
do not have the time.
Red Dead Redemption.
I'm going to have to play
Fallout. That. Being there,
it mightn't happen just because of the whole
Smash will be coming in December. If you have a Switch, you will be buying.
No, I won't.
Well, I'll buy it for you, and then you can just
you
owe
buy
me the money.
It. You buy it, and then I'll come play with you.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But not very often.
I can't wait for that game
because I don't like it.
I'm in the
Chris.
Mood to how to like enjoy games at the minute more than
are you
play
in the mood
games.
For changing, rearranging,
dancing, romancing. No, I'm in the mood for like enjoying games at the minute, which doesn't really make sense because. You know, I should always enjoy games.
Yeah, I know,
but
yeah.
But, like, sometimes you just feel like you're kind
I have
of just
to
grinding
play
to play it. Whereas when I play Mario Kart, I'm just like, oh, I'm just enjoying this. Or I play, like, 64, I'm like, I'm just enjoying this. I might play some Worms now. I want to pick up, you know, the Simpsons game?
Yeah, for
I
the
pick
360
it up. I loved it, yeah.
PS3, yeah.
I loved it.
It was good fun.
Might play some Simpsons Road Rage as well. Who knows? Who knows?
Nobody knows, Chris. Nobody knows.
But that's my plans. I think I'll be hit with a second wind when we come back in September and all the hype.
Yeah, the games will be coming
all,
fucking thick and fast. Yeah. New videos will be going up on the channel again.
It's good to have that kind of break.
This podcast will be revamped, re-fucking fresh.
Yeah, the next time you see us, it's going to be a completely
sexy
different
sexy fucking
look.
Slap of paint
it's
on the top of it.
It's going to be taking part very close to my home as well.
Yeah, and very close to our hearts.
Yeah. There's a hole in my heart.
Oh, fuck, I had something to say. It's gone.
I don't know. I thought I had so much more to talk about.
It feels like we're wrapping up.
It does feel like we're wrapping up. I don't know. I don't know.
This
what
has
I
been a stream of conscious podcast. We've kind of, we just rattled things off. Like, yeah. It's been good, though. It feels like we've caught up a lot.
I know. That's good.
It's You've been informed about a lot of things as well.
Yeah.
You know, for example.
Oh, I had a wedding. I went to a wedding.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's right. A very nice wedding, indeed.
Where'd you go, Chris?
It was in Auchnacloy. No. The big thing that everyone was saying was like we had 60 days of sunshine, and on their day
it lashed
empty.
It was that day.
It did not stop.
It was that day.
Yeah,
was it?
Start to finish.
Mummy and Daddy went to a wedding, and it was the exact same. Yeah.
Did they go to the wedding over in the Hillgrove?
Bucketed.
Or they? Oh no, they went to Brian McKernan's daughter's wedding.
Yes.
Just throwing out names all over. I can't think of her name, but I do, yes, that was in yes. That was in Manor House in Fermanagh or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going there this weekend.
Are you?
For a wedding.
A class. Yeah, very nice spot, apparently. Very nice spot.
Pretty.
Did your mum and dad enjoy that wedding?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they did. Yes. I'm sure they did. All I can remember them telling me about now is the fact that it bucketed.
Like lashed. Start to finish, it just emptied.
I drove down the road that day, and it was just teeming.
Brutal.
The whole time.
60 days of sunshine up until that point.
Yeah, wonderful. Like.
And that wedding day came along, and...
And it's been great since as well. It's been raining a bit, but it's been great.
It's been great, yeah. But no, the wedding was it was in Auchnacloy. First time I've ever been in Auchnacloy Chapel.
Where is Auchnacloy?
Tyrone? Through Caledon. I just know it. We go through Auchnacloy whenever we're heading for
Donegal.
To go to Donegal. Where my parents and family are at the minute.
Oh, on the holidays.
House sitting for 2 weeks, yeah, I know.
The holidays.
I know. I feel like I'm literally just living in my room for 2 weeks because I have no reason to go anywhere else other than the kitchen in the house.
And the bath. Only you have an ensuite.
I have the bathroom. Oh, yeah. So I'm living in my room. I'm going to work. I'm coming home. I'm going there. And it's just, I can't wait to get a week off. And then I'll get a week off and I should be back at work. So brutal.
That is. That's
But no, the wedding was lovely. I had the roast beef for dinner.
Good.
I was going to go for turkey and ham, but I went for roast beef.
Did you have some wine, Chris, with your meal?
No. I had a stone cold sober wedding.
You did?
Yep.
Good for you.
Wasn't in the mood for drinking, so I had Diet Coke.
Were you in the mood for dancing?
I wasn't feeling too well, so I called it quits on the wedding. And not early. I think it was like 10:45 whenever I left. But Ashley was saying she didn't wait on too much longer. It was only over the road for me. It was in the Four Seasons, which is only over the road in Monaghan. So.
I was in Auchnacloy.
No, the
Oh, the reception was in Monaghan, right? I know. I know things.
But no, it was a very nice wedding. It kind of got us then in the mood for like planning our wedding and stuff.
Well, that's
like
right. That, let's get
see a lot of things. And you're like, oh, you know, we should probably take that into account.
That's so weird.
It is weird.
Yeah. It's very weird. Kind of going like, oh, I wonder where they got them flowers.
Not even that. But we walked in and immediately Ashleen heard the chapel singer. And she was just like, that's our chapel singer. And I was like, how do you know? She was like, I don't, but I guarantee if I look up in that gallery and see her, that's the one we've booked. And I was like, are you serious? And we looked up and it was. So we got a first.
Oh yeah, you got like a trial run.
A trial run.
A beta.
She was very good.
Early access. So,
good. Better early access. all the people who were there get, you know, they already know what to expect. So it was. So at the minute we're kind of just knocking away plans. Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year we'll have. By the end of the year we should have. The meal and all finalized with arrival and all that kind of stuff. We'll have the chapel, the priest, the band. She has her makeup. And we'll
have you got your makeup yet?
Yeah, I have my makeup.
Good.
Now, there's a difference between wedding makeup and everyday makeup. We've covered this in the podcast.
You want to find out more? Click on this little card. It'll take you to a previous podcast.
It'll take you to the fucking Simpsons Hit and Runner.
That's if there even is a fucking card.
There'll be no card.
Don't worry about the card.
We're so professional.
If you're listening to this, don't bother going over YouTube for the card. It's not there.
Don't even bother going to YouTube.
No, go to the fuck to you. Subscribe if you haven't already. Smash that like button.
Like that smash
comment.
We should have a lot done by the end of this year because then we're going on holidays early next year. And then whenever we come back, we'll just be planning.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Yeah, so we just.
When is this late? Is that no? It's late 2018?
2020.
2020?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the vision.
Yeah, not next year. What?
Okay. Like 2020 vision.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's where we had it then.
I thought it was late 2019.
No.
Is it early 2020?
No.
Late 2020?
Yeah.
Mid.
7th of August.
Give me
August
mid. Give me mid.
Second half. We're towards the latter half.
Give me mid August, 2020.
September, October, November, December. Well, yeah.
It's the 8th month.
Yeah. So I guess.
Yeah. Mid.
Yeah.
The latter half of mid.
The 7th day of the 8th month.
Of the year 2020.
That's what I want it to be introduced.
Will you say 2020?
2020.
2020.
2020.
2020.
Nope.
Is that when it becomes acceptable? Because I know I still say occasionally 2018, 2017, 2016, 2019.
I still say 2018, I think.
2018 more frequently. Hmm. But 2012, it was never 2012.
Like, would you say Fallout... What is it?
76?
Is it 2076?
Yeah, 2076, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, we're going to get there.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It doesn't sound right to say 2001.
Yeah.
2001, 2002, 2003, Fallout 2010.
2076.
Rather than 2010.
Yeah.
2012 changed it because that was the Olympics in London and they were all like, 2012, 2012. And I was
yeah, because they were trying to make things hip.
Yeah, hip with it.
Well, I think they didn't. Because I haven't looked back. 2012,
Chris. 2013
is going to be my year.
2013.
Yeah.
But now, now it's 2018. We're getting there. 2020 is when you have to sit. You have to start doing the 20 thing.
Yeah. Because I said 2000. Yeah, okay, yeah. So the noughties right up through like...
The teens.
From, yeah, has been...
20 or 2000, whatever, yeah. You're good.
But from 20 on, it has to be 20.
Because you could say 1901, 1905.
Yeah.
You can't
Scholars in years to come will be like, in the year 2021.
That could happen.
Yeah,
that's
it
insane.
Will happen.
2021.
No.
I'll be so old then.
That could happen. It will happen.
Man, I'll be like, I'll be so old then.
It's like 3 years away.
No, 2021.
Yeah, what are we? Yeah.
Oh, no, you said 2021.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I thought you said
2021.
I thought you were like 2021. I was like, what?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Actually.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah. Hopefully scholars look back at this podcast.
I will imagine that they will.
We've had 57 episodes up here. We've had 57 weeks of sheer joy up here.
Yeah, sheer joy.
57 weeks. That's just over a year. It's not that long.
Fair enough.
It's been okay.
Big picture, Chris. Come on.
We only had the lease for a year, but they gave us those 5 extra weeks.
Yeah, we snaked those in. Say nothing. Say nothing.
No. Yeah, no, this is it. End of an era, old friend.
I could just imagine something falling as I did that.
No, it'd be the perfect way to go out, to be honest. I know this is it. Next time everyone sees us, we'll have new digs.
Yeah. New hosts.
New host, yeah.
Podcast is really changing.
Yeah, oh God, no, we're gone.
Yeah.
And in the lease over, that's it. We're done.
We're like your man from the fucking the first season of the reboot of Top Gear. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. Chris.
Chris fucking Dick.
Chris Evans.
Evans. We're Chris like Chris Evans. Evans. Yeah. We're out. Joey Tribbiani's in.
Joey Tribbiani. I know.
Watching a lot of Friends recently.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
It's good. Started watching Big Mouth on Netflix.
Good.
Which is good. Start watching what's the one? Final Space or something, which is okay as well.
Love Island finished. Love Island's over.
Yes. Good.
That's that.
Good
there
for
we
it.
Go.
Good
we
for
covered it.
It. Christopher Better Call Saul season 4 came out.
That's right.
Started today.
Yes.
I will be trying to get an episode in tonight before I go to sleep.
Brilliant. I will.
That is awesome.
Are you driving back home now tonight?
I am.
Oh wow.
I am, Chris. Got a lot to get done. Got a lot to get done.
You're a dedicated bastard.
Gotta get to work.
I gotta go to work. And I'm in a lot of pain at the minute from my training.
Oh, yeah?
Everywhere.
You hitting it hard?
Yeah.
Got those DOMS?
Hardly hitting it, man. Yeah.
Delayed onset muscle soreness.
Yep, there you go.
You're welcome, everybody.
I think I'm going to, well, today or tomorrow, I'm going to have a bath using Epsom salts.
Good.
See if it helps me relax.
Would you do one of those ice baths?
I would if I had an ice bath.
Could you just do really cold water?
You can do really cold water and you can throw in a couple of bags of ice.
Yeah.
Or you can do what?
Ice and salt.
What I was going to do 1 year is just get an old wheelie bin and just leave it outside come like November, December overnight.
Yeah.
And just let it freeze.
And then hop in.
Freeze it. Yeah, pretty much. Just hop in.
Whew.
That would.
Brisk.
Thing is, I'd hop in, but how do you get back out?
Cope.
No, it's going to hurt you with that cold anyway. You'll just lie there like a floundering fish.
Help me.
Yeah.
Right now, for the fuck do you get
I don't know.
That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
No, desperate idea.
You could just hop in fucking Carnal Lake.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. We took a walk down to it there the other day. I really want to go fishing on it. Far Cry's got me really into fishing.
Big into fishing.
Mm.
Do I even ever caught a fish in my life?
Have you not?
No.
I have. I've caught like one or two. At the lake.
The butchers
at the lake. No, I did. I've caught like one or two. I went fishing with my dad, my uncle, and Aaron up the Caledon Lane. You know that lake, like across from Patrick McKenna's house.
Yep,
in there.
Luke Dickinson's.
Dickinson's real lake? Deal lake. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I've never. That. Yeah. Never caught a fish.
Never caught a fish.
Never been kissed.
Oh, like,
what the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. I thought I had more to talk about as well.
I don't know. That has been the theme of this podcast. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? I have no idea. No clue.
Stream of consciousness.
I have to go to a wedding on Friday.
Okay.
In the manor house. The one you said. Down in Firmiana.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's going to be good. That's what
I thought you were going to ask a question.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. Right, okay. I'm just saying, that's my closing thoughts. That's what I'm going to do.
I bought a new pair of shoes for the wedding I had. Now I have two pairs.
I have to
buy
shoes.
Similar, but different shoes. Very, very nice. I recommend going to Hugh McAvanis and asking for the shoes. I'm Kia.
I just go in and ask for the shoes Chris got?
Yeah. They're really nice.
Excuse me, Hugh.
So you have a navy suit as well. These are like a brown dress shoe.
Yeah, I want brown shoes.
But they have like a navy and blue trim up them as well. Oh.
Do you know why I got a sick pair of shoes at Shoe City?
Nice.
Yeah, out in Blaney.
Shoe City.
They're like the Tommy Bow shoes, brown, with like a bit of blue fabric on them. They're fucked now because I've worn them so much, but if I had those, they'd be perfect for this suit.
Yeah. Well, Hugh McAvanna did very good. I got complimented on my shoes at the wedding.
I have to find somewhere in Belfast to do all these things.
Oh, it's a bridesmaid.
Gotta get my haircut. I gotta get shoes.
I have to get my haircut as well. Gotta get my appointment in with the main man.
Lad! Where is he?
He's there.
So did he give you any backstory about where he comes from, the main man?
No.
He just started up. Just one man just started up a whole business by himself in Armagh. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying happened?
Clearly not.
Yeah, clearly not. Because there's one in Ballymena.
No, there's not.
There is. I took a picture of it.
There's a main man?
A main man, eh?
Right, you have to send me that so I can follow it too.
I just need to... I want to know, like, Chris, was it... Is it a what do you call it? Like a branch?
No, it's not a franchise.
A franchise?
No.
It's not a franchise. I need to compare it. Chris, this is important. They look pretty different, actually.
Is it tournament?
That's the one in Ballymena.
I cannot believe...
I know.
That's crazy.
The main man is the exact same.
That's mental. This is a nice phone.
There you go.
That's mad.
Hang on,
I don't think he's going to be best pleased with that. I probably shouldn't ask him.
And it's right beside the new Manly.
The new Manly.
Chinese. Right. That was my big news, Chris. I found another fucking barbershop called the main man.
I don't think I have anything else to really add to this podcast. I'm sad that we're going, and I'd like to say thank you to everybody who has tuned in to the podcast for 56 weeks.
You're sad that we're leaving here.
Oh, yeah, leaving here. Leaving this earth behind. obviously, when we come back, we want to make it a whole lot more...
Sexier.
Accessible. And just, you know, a whole lot more free-flowing. We'll have... You know, we are going to make the changes. You'll probably not see them. You'll probably just still be listening to a podcast.
Yeah, but I think you'll notice them. I think you'll notice an improvement.
Noticeable improvements.
We're going to be a bit more concise.
This
kind of stream of consciousness podcast, there will be less of those.
Yeah, it'll be a lot more concise, a lot more in-depth on certain things. We're going to have a lot more news that, like, what's really got me in the mood, D, for, like, keeping up with, like, random and news.
Yeah.
Remember that sarcophagus?
Yeah.
It was open. I was just like, that's so cool. We should be keeping up with more stuff like that.
Blood Moon was the weekend after that, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, are we all going to die?
I don't know.
These are the questions I have.
Like, that would have made a great topic.
No one seems to have an answer for me.
Exactly.
You know? Mars is in opposition as well.
What?
Mars is in opposition.
Is it?
Yeah. I have no idea what the significance of that is.
Neither do I.
But it could mean so much.
It has to.
And they opened a sarcophagus, a black sarcophagus, on a blood moon. And what were they thinking? You know, what were they thinking? They've killed us all.
Yeah, that was a revelation.
A revelation.
But yeah, that is...
That's the type of shit we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, we're just going to get our shit together a lot more on the podcast, I think.
And the podcast is going to be a lot more reliable. Like, it's going to be up every Monday. It's going to be
every
there.
Every Monday. We're going to have the audio version on a couple of different sites as well to help you. You know, it's going to be...
Yep.
We're going to push it to a couple of different... sharing websites.
SoundCloud. We're going to be on SoundCloud.
We'll be on SoundCloud. We're going to be on iTunes as per usual. Aren't we on iTunes?
Yeah, we'll be on iTunes. We'll be on Android podcasts.
Yeah,
which is we'll a new
be on
thing.
Stitcher still.
Stitcher, yeah. All the standard ones for sure.
So you'll be able to find us a lot easier. And then obviously we'll have the video every single week to YouTube. And then on top of that, our videos to YouTube are going to change slightly. Not so much change, but we've decided that we want to make more videos like the intros that you kind of seen here. So we did the Scrubs intro and we did like a piss take on The Office one. We've did a couple
of Breaking Bad one.
Breaking Bad one as well. We just want to make stuff that we think that is fun for us.
Fun for us to make and enjoyable for you guys to watch.
Just
as well.
Cool, you know.
Rather than just like let's play.
Short video. Yeah, yeah. Okay, like I don't get me wrong, I still want to do a lot of those green screen let's plays. That we sat down and did Fallout and things like that. They're gonna be
I think they'll be more interactive though. Two of us kind of
yep.
We're not just gonna be walking you through a game. We're gonna move away onto something.
100%.
Something more interesting and more videos, more live action videos. Maybe less frequently, but better quality.
It'll be let's plays, it'll be studio sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very original name, Chris.
I know, thank you. I didn't want to go for a room in the house. I decided to go for the studio session. You catch my drift. we'll be doing just different things and you know, hopefully you guys will keep up with it. I'll be a lot more proactive on Instagram.
And I'll be a lot more reactive to people getting in contact with me.
Yep. We're going to push, obviously, getting in contact with us. I don't know. I don't know what else to really add.
We want a podcast name. Give us suggestions for a podcast name.
Fantastic if anybody's made it this far. Yeah. We have a couple in our heads at the minute. I really like the one we came up with right beforehand.
Yeah, we've got a couple of good ones. We think we've got a couple of good ones.
That could be terrible.
But if someone like fucking sends us in a worldie, we'll run with that, like, for sure. He's doing the Fallout theme.
Oh, it's Breaking Bad.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, they both sound quite similar in my head.
Yeah. Oh, I was getting the bass, you say?
Oh, yeah. Boom. Oh, okay, yeah. But yeah, I honestly don't know what else to add.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We're saying goodbye to this couch.
Goodbye, couch. Good night, moon.
Good night, moon.
Room. Yeah.
We're saying goodbye to this
brick and mortar.
These brick walls.
They've been fun, and obviously it's going to make... We want to have more guests and stuff on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And... not just Sinker and Sean.
No, they're not guests anymore.
They're semi-regulars.
They're floaters.
Irregular regulars.
Yeah, they're irregular regulars.
Do you call them floaters?
Yeah. Sean texted me today and said that he was only available at weekends and things, so I sacked him.
Get the fuck out of here, Sean.
I'm going to miss the studio that we had here. We had a good thing going here.
Yeah, we did. We
burnt it to the ground.
Yeah, well, we're going to.
But I think it's just going to be a lot more comfortable where we're going to set up.
It's going to be brighter. It's going to be lighter. It's going to be...
tighter.
Tighter.
More engine-iter.
Yeah.
Yeah, like lighter fluid.
It's going to be a nice change. A refreshing change of pace as well.
Yeah.
And probably give us a good kick up the hole to get going again as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I look forward to it. At the minute, we kind of just... yeah, we just need that little break. Just
And you know what else it is, Chris?
Steady ourselves.
It's also tabula rasa.
What does that mean?
Clean slate.
God, that's amazing.
It's a clean slate. We can start over. We can rebrand. We can come at you with all new graphics.
Can we call logos. The first podcast we come back tabula rasa?
Yes, we can.
Oh my God.
I would love that,
actually.
That would
be fucking class. Sweet. Gonna have cool names for a podcast.
I've stopped
as well.
Watching Lost, by the way.
No, you told me that. So disappointed.
I kind of want to rewatch it, though.
Right from the start.
From the start. I want to go back.
I have to go back. Oh, that's brilliant.
Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode. Sorry this one's been so random, but we hope that you hopped on board for this one. It's time now to get off the bus. It's been a good ride. We're gonna miss the studio, but we're looking forward to where things are going. And remember that if you're buying your Viagra, buy it from the US. Because you don't want those Russians meddling in your erections.
No, sir. Bad from Big Al's.
Anything you want to add?
No, I'm going to miss this place. Thanks for everyone who's been watching us and listening to us whilst we've been here. Hope you all listen to us when we
Do you want to go again? Start again.
Yeah, so I want to thank...
I was going to go Titanic theme song.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can't quite hit those high notes, can you, Chris?
I'm gonna Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Another amazing podcast. We'll see you all start of September, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. God bless, and we'll see you then.
Bye-bye.